Welcome to the Nourish Me podcast. I'm Joanne Pavin, your host. And if you found yourself here, you're ready to take actionable steps to optimize your health and live a more balanced, productive, and creative life. In our tech-driven world, we need a reminder to slow down, stop the scroll, and take digital breaks. I'm here to inspire you to step away from your screen, to nourish yourself through nature and connection to others, to follow a new algorithm, the rhythm of real life. So let's get started. Hello, friends and new listeners. I am so grateful you're here. This is the first episode of the Nourish Me podcast. I want to first give a shout out to all my fellow sister podcasters that have inspired me to bring a podcast to life. But most of all, I want to thank my family, my mom and late dad, whose respect for tradition has nourished and impacted my life in meaningful ways that I can now share with you and the rest of the world. Before I start, so that you are able to fully digest this content with joy, I want to begin every episode with a deep breath. Breathing is the simplest, most primitive way we nourish ourselves. And as you follow along on this podcast journey, in future episodes, I will share the importance of deep breathing and what it can do for our health, sleep, focus, and creativity. So if you're driving, please remain focused with your eyes on the road. But if you aren't, I invite you to sit back and relax. Loosen your shoulders, relax your brow, and close down your eyes. Inhale deeply through your nose and out through the back of your throat. You can do that a few more times and take notice of how it makes you feel. Daily, most of us aren't even conscious of breathing. But as my first tip on this podcast, I want you to become aware of how you are breathing. It's through your nose, not your mouth. You wouldn't eat through your nose, so please don't breathe through your mouth. That's how I like to start educating people on breath. We want to use our nose to activate our diaphragm, our major breathing muscle. Our mouth activates our chest muscles, which is not our primary breathing muscle and doesn't assist in activating the lower parts of our lungs. Just try it a few times and watch your belly expand as you breathe through your nose. Today, I want you to take a breath break. Practice deep breathing through your nose and pay attention to how simple this breath break can be to calm you down and clear your mind. A clear mind is a creative mind. And speaking to creativity, that's how this journey began. I'm an artist at heart. I also came into this world with a strong need to communicate. After over 2 decades in health and wellness, I can step confidently into communicating valuable content and holding space for other health-conscious experts to do the same. And so it's my intention on this first episode to share a bit about my experience, but also to share the vision of future podcasts. Hey guys, it's me. A quick reminder to go to nourishmepodcast.com. There you can grab a free download of my food rules for healthy digestion when you hit subscribe and subscribe to the newsletter. Thanks, and back to the cast. So why should you listen to me? I've been in this for the long haul. I'd say my journey in health and fitness began at a young age, going to aerobic classes in the early 80s with my parents. I would say even before the rise of Jane Fonda, when the classes were led by exercise physiologists, as they called them. They had me doing burpees and windmills and finding my pulse all before the age of 10. Then into the early 90s, instead of reading Glamour magazine, I'd opt for muscle and fitness. And before the age of 19, I became a certified aerobic instructor. In college, I'd unofficially trained my roommate, who was into fashion magazines, how to lift free weights in our dorm room in front of our 5-foot full-length mirror. I'd stand there in my fluorescent Umbros and what I thought was fashionable fake tan orangish skin, instructing her in her cutoff jeans and designer cowboy boots on how to bicep curl from Madonna buff arms. I dabbled in every type of protein drink and weight loss aid. I was my own case study for fad diets
and I can relate to disordered eating because I participated in it. Ironically, an unhealthy social cigarette addiction had me substituting nicotine for healthy food in order to lose weight. Looking back, did I even need to lose weight? Probably not, but dealing with that developmental and social phase in my life helps me have compassion and understanding for those who are going through the same thing. I ended up graduating with a biology degree, and I worked in a corporate cubicle for about a New York minute. I quickly discovered how unnatural it felt to sit at a desk in front of a screen all day. I decided to quit and become a solopreneur. I took my passion for health and fitness and began coaching people to achieve their fitness goals through personal training and weight management consulting. As my business developed, I saw the need for stress reduction and sports injury recovery. So I enrolled in massage therapy school and added body work and soft tissue therapy to my offerings. I said that all the massage and energy work in the world couldn't heal injuries if you don't eat and drink right, which landed me in a sports nutrition and kinesiology program. Soon after, this sparked a startup idea for a healthy vegan nutrition bar, which taught me about food manufacturing and labeling, GMOs or genetically modified ingredients, as well as business, entrepreneurship, and self-care in stressful situations. It also taught me how to successfully fail. More on that later. From there, breathwork and meditation were a natural progression, so I continued my education with yoga and Ayurveda, which I studied both in the US and India. I stirred this all up into a recipe for corporate wellness, where I could offer simple ways for employees to manage their stress through nutrition education, guided relaxation, breathing and yoga classes, massage tune-ups, and mindset training. Currently, I speak to organizations and groups on the importance of digital balance and how to manage the use of devices to prevent unnecessary distractions, strained ergonomics, blue light overload, and scroll addiction. Now, honestly, on any given day at my house, you'll find me frustrated, reprimanding my kids to get off of their devices. Don't get me wrong, there is some use, but I believe that it is a challenge to keep them from overusing their devices. A simple, effective solution is just to get them out into nature, right? But that can be difficult. I do this with adults, though, through my day of renewal retreats, which gets them outside, away from their work, and reawakens their creativity through team building, movement, breathwork, massage, cooking, and art. All the things we used to do in the old-fashioned world. So in summary, my career is a compilation of integrated wellness modalities, which I use and customize to assist people in achieving optimal health. I like to stay abreast of the current wellness trends, industry developments, and required certifications. If you're interested in my credentials, they can be found at joannepavin.com. So how can you expect to be nourished by this podcast in the weeks to come? I plan to release content weekly here. I'm new to this, so bear with me. You'll learn more about my personal journey and how my passion for food, the meal, art, farming, and gardening are natural tools to bring people together away from electronics. Springtime is all about emergence, so I'll follow this theme into the topics that I share in the next coming weeks. I'll give you actionable, inspiring tips to implement into your day to help you optimize your energy and health. In an upcoming episode, we'll spring clean your mind and body, and I'll give you a brief education on how to improve your physical and mental digestion. I'll share an overview on how eliminating specific ingredients from your diet can influence your physical and mental health. Spring is planting season, so I'll be speaking to a longtime friend and master gardener about planting physical and mental seeds, and how ideas, just like plants, need to be cultivated, nourished, and cared for in order to flourish. And how we had a podcast before podcasts even existed. I'll also have a local farmer on the show to talk about teaching children the cycles of life, sustainability, and reverence for food through raising animals humanely and in a domestic setting. Finally, June is Employee Wellness Month. It's an opportunity for employers and organizations to enhance existing wellness programs. So I'll be giving proactive steps for improved physical, mental, and emotional well-being in the workplace. If you have a topic or a question you'd like to hear about on the podcast, please feel free to email me at joanne@joannepavin.com. And remember to go over to nourishmepodcast.com to sign up for the newsletter so you never miss an episode. Now let's wind down and bring it back to the breath, the simplest, most primitive way to nourish yourself at any given moment. Relax. Close down your eyes if you're not driving and take a deep breath in through your nose and out slowly through the back of your throat. Do that again, noticing if you hold your belly. If you're holding your abdominals tight, relax your abdominals. This is permission to release your abdominal muscles. Again, in through the nose, let the belly rise and exhale slowly. Keeping your mouth closed if you can. Another breath in. Exhale slowly, preferably twice as long as you inhale. So inhalation can be on the count of 4. And exhale on the count of 8. Go ahead and work with that. See how that relaxes your mind, your body, your soul. And until next time, I want you to digest everything, physical, mental, and emotional, with joy.